Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. You talked about finding the root of joy when we're thinking about Christmas, and especially in those seasons where things can be kind of disappointing and hard to adjust to. So let's talk about that. Take us to where we can really get to the root of joy during the season.
Well, I think this is true in the Christmas season. I think it's true all year long. And those of us who know Christ have learned from the scriptures that joy is different than happiness.
Yeah.
In fact, it's interesting. The British used to have an expression, this was 100 or more years ago, that they would say to one another at the end, as you were leaving, they would say, well, the haps be with you. And what they were saying was, may good things go your way. The haps meant may what happens mm-hmm. bring you happiness. There's a connection between what happens and happiness, even in the word, happen and happy. And so we tend to base our happiness on how circumstances are going. You're having a good day, you're happy. If things aren't going your way today, you're not happy. And the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, writing, he's written a whole letter about joy to the church at Philippi. And we sometimes forget that the person writing this letter is in prison. And it was not a very nice prison that he was in. It was basically a hole in the ground that he was living in. And he could he had limited access to clean water, things like, I mean, they yeah. gave him enough to live on, but it was not a great living environment. And the Apostle Paul writes to the church, he says, I've learned how to be content. By the way, this comes right after he said, rejoice in the Lord always.
Right. Always.
And then he says, and again I say, right. rejoice. So he's telling us, this is something that we can choose to rejoice. Rejoicing is not something that you say, am I joyful today? You say, I'm going to choose to be joyful today. Rejoice in the Lord always. He says, when your heart is burdened, make your requests to God. Don't be anxious about anything. Make your request to God, and the peace of God that passes understanding will fill your heart and mind. And then he says, think on what is true and noble and right and good. And that's, he says, I've learned that this is the secret to contentment. I've been I've had times of plenty. I've had times of want. I've had Christmas seasons that go well and Christmas seasons that blow up. I've had whatever it is. I've learned that my contentment, my joy is not in how my circumstances go, but it's in the Lord. I can do all, when we read, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's not saying that after some athletic victory, like we see it on right. t-shirts, you know. he's saying it, I can find joy in the midst of whatever circumstance I'm in because Christ strengthens me to find the joy that's in that. I was just recently with a hero of mine, Johnny Erickson Tada.
Yeah.
And for listeners who don't know Johnny, she has been for more than 5 decades now in a wheelchair. At the age of 17, she dove into shallow water in the Chesapeake Bay, broke her neck, and has been a quadriplegic ever since. She's now in her early 70s. She's battled breast cancer twice. She had COVID and was in the hospital a couple of years ago. Life for her is physically painful yeah. and physically challenging. It is hard for her to get breath in her lungs every day. And Johnny is one of the most joyful people I've met, but I've watched her fight for joy in the midst of her circumstances and say, I'm going to choose to be joyful. And often the way she chooses to be joyful is by singing hymns. In fact, I would say at Christmas time, dust off your best, most theologically rich Christmas hymns and sing them over and over again. Sing, yeah. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, mm-hmm. peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all the nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Amen. When we start to sing those hymns at Christmas, it refocuses us on the source of joy, which is not whether our expectations get met during the holidays, but it's the fact that God sent his son at Christmas. And that's the spiritual root of joy that should keep us focused.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.